I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
You're scrolling through the headlines, and maybe that little question pops into your head, doesn't it? Was this actually written by a person?
Uh-huh.
Today, we're taking a deep dive into, the growing role of AI in news. Can an algorithm truly step into the shoes of a journalist?
It's kind of amazing how fast AI is moving,
right?
Really making us rethink roles we thought were, uniquely human.
Definitely.
And journalism, with its focus on truth, understanding. Yeah, it's right there under the microscope.
Absolutely. So we've got two key sources to help us unpack this. First, we'll look at parts of the Society of Professional Journalists Code of Ethics, sort of the bedrock principles for human journalists.
Right, the SPJ code. Foundational stuff.
And then we'll dig into an article called The Algorithmic Reporter, Assessing the Potential of Artificial Intelligence to Fulfill the Role of Journalist.
Okay.
For you listening, our goal here is to cut through the noise. Figure out what AI can actually do in news, realistically, and maybe more importantly, where it falls short against these, established journalistic standards.
So right away, this big question comes up. What is journalism, really? What defines it beyond just, reporting facts?
Okay, good question. Let's start there. Looking at the human journalist through that SPJ Code of Ethics lens, it's built on four core ideas. First one, seek truth and report it.
Right.
From the human side, what does that really involve? What are the key responsibilities?
Well, at its core, it's about actively, going after the truth. The code really emphasizes taking personal responsibility for accuracy.
Personal responsibility, okay.
Yeah, and rigorously verifying information, trying hard to get to original sources. It's about proactively fighting against inaccuracies.
Even when things are moving super fast.
Especially then. The code says neither speed nor format excuses inaccuracy. That's huge.
That feels so relevant today, doesn't it? With everything spreading like wildfire online.
Exactly.
And it's not just the raw facts, right? It's also about the context, making sure those facts aren't misleading.
Precisely. That takes a human understanding of how people might interpret things.
Yeah.
Think about how carefully a journalist weighs summarizing something complex.
Trying not to oversimplify it.
Right, because that could accidentally mislead the audience. It's a judgment call.
And there's that human drive, isn't there, to really dig for all sides, give people a chance to respond to criticism.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the courage it takes to hold powerful people or institutions accountable. Those feel like very human motivations.
Oh, absolutely. The code talks about giving voice to the voiceless, acting as watchdogs.
Yeah.
That often stems from a sense of social responsibility, a pursuit of fairness, things we associate with being human. It's hard to picture an algorithm driven by that same kind of internal compass.
It's interesting, too, how the code mentions thinking about why a source needs anonymity before you grant it.
Right.
And then being transparent with the audience about why you did. That takes human judgment, understanding relationships, potential risks.
Yeah. And what really stands out is how the whole code kind of frames the journalist as a moral actor.
A moral actor? How so?
Well, phrases like take responsibility, show compassion, that's under minimizing harm, avoid conflicts of interest for independence, and explain ethical choices when being accountable.
Okay.
All those imply, being with intention, a sense of right and wrong, the ability for moral thought.
And that's where the article on The Algorithmic Reporter starts pointing out a potential gap with AI, right?
Exactly. It notes that current AI systems, they don't have that built-in ethical framework. They can't really be held accountable the same way a person can.
Hmm.
We can program rules, sure, try to mimic ethical behavior, but it lacks that internal moral compass, that ability to navigate really tricky ethical situations with nuanced human understanding.
It makes you think about those core duties like giving voice to the voiceless. Often that needs real empathy, understanding marginalized communities.
Hard to code empathy.
Yeah. And holding power accountable. That often takes courage, conviction, challenging authority, fueled by, well, human feelings.
And if you look at the bigger picture, like professional journalism groups, they uphold these standards. They educate, train, guide ethical practice, hold newsrooms accountable.
That whole system relies on shared human values.
Exactly. A collective commitment.
Okay, so we have a picture of the human journalist. Now let's switch gears. What is AI actually capable of in the news process? The article breaks it down, starting with gathering and processing info.
Okay.
What can it do there?
Well, AI is actually remarkable at handling sheer volume and speed. Take email analysis.
Okay.
AI can summarize long threads super fast, pinpoint key decisions, pull out crucial details way faster than a human could manage manually.
That sounds incredibly useful for journalists drowning in emails. What about video? So much news is video now.
Absolutely. AI can analyze video in real time. It can identify objects, transcribe speech, even analyze like the emotional tone or detect harmful stuff like hate speech. Tools like AP's Merlin do this deep analysis without needing pre-existing tags.
That's pretty powerful. And social media, often where news breaks first.
Yeah, AI is becoming essential there. Identifying trends, tracking how stories evolve, monitoring keywords, even spotting, you know, fishy activity like disinformation campaigns.
Gives journalists a way to sort through the noise.
A powerful tool to see the information flow in real time, yeah.
What about data journalism? Looking through huge data sets for stories.
That's a sweet spot for AI. It can process massive data sets, turn messy, unstructured data into something organized, usable.
Find hidden patterns.
Exactly. Patterns humans might never spot. Tools that watch websites for changes like visual ping, you know, it alerts you if something new appears.
Yeah.
And various computational techniques are becoming really important for investigations.
The article even mentions AI may be finding news on its own from continuous video feeds like drones. Sounds a bit sci-fi.
That may be a bit concerning, right? Mm. Who watches the watchers?
Yeah.
Security risks. But even with these advanced things, it's important to remember AI might flag stuff based on patterns that aren't actually newsworthy.
Lacks that gut feeling.
Lacked the human intuition, the critical thinking to know what makes something news.
That's a really critical point. And with AI processing so fast, the pressure on humans to double check must be intense.
Huge. Which brings us right back to that SBJ code point.
Yeah.
Neither speed nor format excuses inaccuracy.
Right.
The speed of AI just makes careful human verification even more crucial.
Hmm.
Gotta ensure accuracy and context.
Okay, so AI is great at gathering and processing. What about actually creating news content?
Well, interestingly, it's getting pretty good at routine reports. Things like financial earnings, sports scores, weather updates.
Routine stuff.
Yeah. The Associated Press, for example, reported like a 10-fold increase in earnings stories they could produce with fewer errors. That shows the efficiency gain.
Tenfold. That's massive. And it's not just basic reports, is it? The article mentions AI generating initial drafts of more complex stories using LLMs.
Correct. Large language models. These sophisticated AI systems trained on tons of text. Tools like the Washington Post Heliograph or Bloomberg Cyborg Show AI can take info and generate a first draft.
Mm.
Journalists are also using them to help brainstorm, suggest different phrasing, that kind of thing.
So kind of like a writing assistant. And what about the potential to just create way more content, maybe even personalize it?
That's a big potential impact, yeah. AI lets newsrooms produce more, maybe cover more niche topics simultaneously. And it opens the door to personalization. Tailoring news to individual interests.
The article gives some specific examples. Reuters, for instance, seems pretty integrated with tools like Fact Genie.
Yeah, what's interesting there is Reuters' focus on AI supporting humans. Fact Genie summarizes press releases quickly, sure. But humans still review and verify. Other tools help with headlines, managing multimedia.
Mm-hmm.
All about making journalists more efficient, but with human oversight.
And the AP's Local News AI initiative sounds like that's aimed at helping local newsrooms.
Exactly. Focused on automating the more time-consuming, repetitive stuff. Creating transcripts, summaries at local TV stations, weather bots, sorting news pitches.
The goal being?
To free up local journalists for more in-depth, original reporting. Less grunt work, more journalism.
And there are tons of other tools popping up. Otter.ai for transcription, Quillbot for rephrasing. The journalist's toolkit is changing fast.
It really is. But, you know, we need to think about the potential downsides, too.
Like what?
Well, if the main focus becomes just efficiency, speed, volume, there's a risk news gets more homogenized.
Less unique.
Yeah, and maybe less investment in that crucial investigative work that takes a lot of time and human effort.
That's a really important point. Just because you can automate doesn't mean you should replace the human element entirely, especially for nuanced stuff.
Exactly. The key seems to be partnership. Tech and journalists working together, with humans firmly in the loop, maintaining control and responsibility.
Okay, let's shift to verification and fact-checking, absolutely essential in journalism. How is AI being used here?
Well, what's promising is AI's ability to spot potentially false claims in text, political speeches, social media posts, whatever.
Like an early warning.
Kind of. Tools like ClaimBuster and Full Fact can flag statements for human fact checkers to look into. AI can also help check source credibility.
So it assists the human checker?
To a degree, yes. It scans huge amounts of info, highlights things needing a closer look, can help verify sources by checking reputation, past accuracy.
But the article also flags some pretty big limitations for fully automated fact-checking. What are the main hurdles?
Well, the sheer volume of misinformation, how fast it spreads. That's tough.
And the nuance.
Yeah, AI often struggles with claims needing deep subject knowledge, understanding context, or interpreting subjective statements. Plus, these tools often come from computer science, maybe missing journalistic realities.
So the human journalist is still absolutely vital.
Irreplaceable, I'd say. Humans bring critical thinking, subject expertise, understanding context, intent, all essential for real fact-checking. Things like cross-referencing with multiple sources, lateral reading, still crucial, especially when checking AI outputs.
And there are lots of tools helping out, right? From Snopes and FactCheck.org to newer AI, things like Originality.ai or Photo Forensics for Images.
Exactly. And as AI gets better at creating fakes, like deepfakes,
we see AI tools trying to detect them.
Right. It's like this constant technological arms race.
Which sounds expensive, could be tough for smaller newsrooms.
That's a real concern. The cost, the technical know-how needed for advanced detection could create a gap, a verification divide. And there's a worry that focusing only on this tech battle takes resources from other vital journalism.
And the article warns against relying only on automated checks because they might miss context, intent, potentially flagging good info or missing bad info.
Precisely. That actually hurt trust, not build it. It really highlights why human oversight is so critical in verification.
Okay. We've looked at what AI can do. Now, let's really tackle the core question. How does AI stack up against those journalistic standards? Starting with accuracy, context, nuance.
Well, AI can be accurate in data-heavy areas, like we said with Reuters' Fact Genie. But journalistic accuracy is broader.
Broader how?
The SPGA code stresses context, avoiding misrepresentation. That's often where AI struggles.
So it might get facts right, but miss the deeper meaning. Or the surrounding info that gives facts their real significance.
Exactly that. AI has trouble with nuance, subtext, sarcasm, emotional tones, cultural stuff, all deeply human communication things. Right. So AI content might be factually okay on the surface, but lack context or subtly twist the picture.
And then there's the whole issue of AI hallucinations, just making things up.
Yes, presenting them as fact. That's a direct clash with seeking and reporting truth.
Seems like a huge problem.
It really is. These fabrications, sometimes very plausible looking, are a major threat to public trust if not caught. Puts even more burden on human editors.
So they're not just fact-checking, but context-checking and nuance-checking AI stuff.
They have to be. AI can produce something that looks like news, but might be missing that crucial layer of understanding and contextual accuracy we expect from humans.
And the speed at which it could spread fake facts, yikes.
Potentially incredibly damaging to credibility, yeah.
Okay, what about ethical reasoning and accountability? This feels like a really fundamental difference.
It is. AI doesn't have inherent ethical reasoning. Mm-hmm. It runs on algorithms and training data, which, you know, can have biases baked in.
Right.
And the black box issue, it's often hard to know how an AI reached a conclusion. That lack of transparency undermines journalistic accountability.
Hard to hold an algorithm responsible, isn't it? If AI messes up or generates biased content, who's accountable?
Exactly. Unlike a human journalist who is accountable, who can explain their choices, figuring out responsibility for AI errors is a huge challenge.
And conflicts of interest. AI doesn't have personal ones, but...
But its design, its data, can reflect biases. Human journalists are ethically bound to disclose conflicts. AI can't do that.
The article also mentioned AI potentially messing up source verification or attribution, maybe even making up sources.
That would be a serious ethical breach, yeah. And the lack of transparency makes it hard for a journalist to explain their process to the audience, like the SBJ code wants.
Uh-huh.
And it hinders spotting systemic biases within the AI itself.
It sounds like the ethical guidelines for AI and journalism are still kind of catching up to the tech.
That seems fair. A lot of it feels reactive right now.
Mm.
We really need more proactive, unified frameworks built by people from different fields working together.
Okay, finally, let's talk about the human touch. Those skills that seem uniquely human and essential for good journalism.
Yeah, things like critical thinking, nuanced judgment, empathy, good interviewing skills, building trust with sources. All areas where AI currently falls short.
How so?
Well, AI doesn't really weigh the potential impact of a story or consider ethical implications like a human does. That requires judgment.
And empathy seems especially tough for AI. The SBJ code specifically mentions showing compassion.
Exactly. AI can maybe mimic empathetic language, but it lacks genuine emotional understanding and good interviewing. That's about rapport, reading nonverbal cues. AI can't do that.
Right.
Building trust with sources relies on human interaction, discretion, ethical promises, and AI just can't make.
And that deep investigative work, holding power accountable, that often requires human courage, conviction.
Totally. Those actions are driven by human motivations, understanding power dynamics. The skills AI lacks are often what define the most impactful journalism investigative human interest stories.
And the trust journalists build with sources, with communities. An algorithm can't replicate that.
No. That's built on human interaction, reliability, ethics over time. Without it, journalism might rely more on easily available info, maybe less deep.
Potentially hurting public trust in the long run.
It's a risk.
Okay, so putting it all together, the big question. Can an AI truly be considered a journalist? What's the verdict?
Based on current tech and how we define journalism, I'd say the answer is no.
No.
No. While AI can do many journalistic tasks, it fundamentally lacks the ethical reasoning, deep context, independent judgment, and empathy that are core to the profession.
It can't take responsibility or show compassion like the ethics code demands, and those hallucinations are a massive barrier to truth-telling.
Exactly. The really impactful stuff, empathetic interviews, holding power accountable, relies on human abilities AI just doesn't have.
Hmm.
Even legally, authorship usually requires a human creator. Can AI be a journalist if it can't really be an author in that deep, original sense? It raises questions.
And the trust issue again. Opaque AI systems potentially spreading misinformation. Transparency seems non-negotiable.
It has to be. At the end of the day, AI is a powerful tool for human journalists. It's not a replacement for the accountable human committed to truth and the public good.
So there's this tension between efficiency and ethical, nuanced reporting.
A tension the industry is definitely grappling with.
So if AI isn't a replacement, what's the best path forward? Augmentation seems to be the key word.
Precisely. Its most valuable role is augmenting human journalists. Automated routine tasks, transcription, initial data analysis, frees people up.
Frees them up for?
For deeper reporting, investigations, building source relationships. AI can also enhance capabilities, find data-driven insights, streamline workflows.
But this integration needs clear ethical guardrails, right? Transparency, human oversight.
Absolutely essential. We need strong ethical frameworks covering transparency, human verification of AI outputs, privacy, bias detection, clear accountability. And that human-in-the-loop model is non-negotiable.
And journalists need to understand this stuff, too. AI literacy.
Yes. Investing in training is vital. Understanding algorithms, potential biases, how to critically evaluate AI tools.
There are job concerns, obviously.
There are. The focus needs to be on reskilling, upskilling, helping journalists work with these tools. It requires a cultural shift in newsrooms to informed critical adoption.
But the article also raised that concern that efficiency gains might just lead to cost cutting, not reinvestment in quality journalism.
That's a real worry. Making sure AI benefits society through better journalism requires a conscious choice to prioritize quality and public value, not just the bottom line.
We also have that table outlining specific AI tools, Fact Genie, Otter.ai, etc. It shows how widespread this already is.
Yeah, it really highlights the different ways AI is being used across the news process, mostly in support roles, enhancing human capabilities.
Okay, so to wrap up our deep dive, it really seems AI is a powerful tool. It can definitely enhance journalism in many ways, but it can't replace the human journalist at the core because of fundamental limits in ethics, understanding, and those essential human skills.
That's the key takeaway, I think. AI is an incredible assistant, but it lacks the very qualities that define being a journalist in that ethical, responsible, impactful sense.
And for you listening, we hope this gave you a solid grasp of a complex topic without feeling too overwhelming. So here's a final thought for you to chew on. As AI gets more woven into news production, what do you think are the most crucial human qualities in journalism that we absolutely must protect and preserve?
It's a really vital question for the future of news. Maybe pay attention to how AI might be shaping the news you see. Think critically about the transparency, the quality. You could check out the SPJ website, too, for more on ethics and these ongoing debates.
It's clear the relationship between technology and, well, the essential human role in informing the public is still evolving, and it's definitely a conversation worth having.